It is the first Friday of the month. That means it's time for the Plant Rant, made possible by Baker Orchards at Centuria. And Sandra, the plant lady, is here with guest.
Good morning. Well, it's always more fun with the guest. And thank you, Bill. Bill Zager's here again from Z Orchard as my last minute. I don't know, time kind of got away. But, you know, it's so wonderful, though. I feel so blessed because I reached out to Tana Worrell, and she's like, oh, I would love to, but I can't tomorrow. And Lisa, oh, thank you so much. And Teresa Wolf, I asked, she goes, of course I have things to talk about, but I'm not, you know, like, everyone was tickled. And then I reached out to another woman who is going to be my guest in September, unless if something switches before then, you know. But Andrea Seifert, and she is retired now, but used to do lots of stuff with the WIC program, mm-hmm. which is a food, nutrition, women, infants, children. And then now she has sheep, and she's been doing, I think she called it like a soil-to-soil thing, which I need to find out more. And she's doing some work with composting with wool and some stuff with buckthorn. So mark your calendars for the first Friday in September. So in my trying to reach out at the last minute, I just love that people have fun coming on the show, and I appreciate that. I was at, I don't know if some of you might have seen the post. I was looking at my notes at the same time. So I volunteered again in the Flower House this year at the Polk County Fair, which was a lot of fun. I get to spend all day or evening, depending upon which day it was, talking about plants and answering questions, which is, of course, what I love to do. I think I did have some success in reaching out because our Facebook followers have gone up about 10 people since that day. And the reason I was giving so many people our information was because a lot of people come in and they question, you know, because they're judging these different arrangements and pots and plants. And people were asking, like, well, how do they judge this? Why did this one get a ribbon and this one didn't? Well, in September 2023, I interviewed Bonnie Schwichtenberg, who is a nationally accredited plant judge. And so I was giving out her information for the website. And then we did do some fun stuff with the Facebook page, too. So if people want to look that up, they can go to the archives. You go to WPCARadio.org, hit menu, then hit Plant Rant, and it goes oldest since we started recording, to newest, and you'd go to September 2023. And you'll click on the play button above the heading for it. And so if people want more information about the plant judging, they can go there. Yesterday was Lunasad, which is the first harvest festival with the solar calendar of the year. And so it's that halfway point between the solstice and the equinox. And it's kind of interesting because it's a harvest festival. And traditionally people would maybe share bread and they're celebrating kind of that first harvest of the wheat. But yesterday, so Deer Lake Gardens grows dill for 45th parallel, and 45th parallel, one of their spirits is called Dill Aquavit, and they're reintroducing it this year and rebottling it. So they actually have ordered like 1200 pounds of dill this year from Deer Lake Gardens, and yesterday was the first harvest of that, so 400 pounds of dill. So I thought that was kind of a nice way to have a harvest festival with a lot of harvesting happening. So just a reminder that we are at that halfway point between summer solstice and the fall equinox. But a lot of people, you know, this heat lately, I've had many people tell me they're ready for fall. And of course, my snowboarding and skiing friends are ready for winter. But let's enjoy every day we have and not wish our lives away, people. Like, take advantage of these long days. So, okay, well, I was preparing for a solo show, so I had a few things I wanted to announce. But Bill is back again, and we're going to follow up today on how that farm tour went. And that was, you were preparing for that when you were on last time. So good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Yeah, I've been preparing about since about 9 o'clock last night.
Yeah. Well, see, you know, it's just like college for me. It's like, I'll get it done. But now I didn't need to do as much because now I have some stuff ready for another show that, you know, when I don't have a guest lined up at the last minute. But.
Well, I just have a few follow-up things here that I found was rather interesting. We had the co-op farm tour was a couple weeks ago and on July 13th. And I thought that people would find it rather interesting that these different food co-ops, where it was advertised, and the people get the food and product from their co-ops in the Twin Cities area. And we had a sign-up sheet, and you know, sign-up sheets go on a deal like this. We had some really good people. Don Anik was watching the stand for us to get the sign-ups, but you still always miss a lot of people, or people just don't sign up.
Well, people think you're going to be put on a mailing list or something.
Yeah, this was just to find out where people were coming from and such. And this number that I'm using is just the groups. And as they can see here, most of them are 1, 2, 3, 4 different people per number. But the different groups that came, there was 2 groups from Dale Street Market. And then there is one they call Lake Winds Food Co-op in Minnetonka and Chanhassen. And there were 12 groups from there. Many of these people were very interested in what we were doing to raise the apples and all the different things in the orchard and how we were treating it without using harsh chemicals. And then there's one that's called Wedge Co-op. There are 4 groups from there. That's the Minneapolis Uptown area. Stillwater has River Place Market. There was 7 groups from there. Northeast Minneapolis East Side was 2 groups. Mississippi Co-op, Market Co-op in St. Paul had 7 groups. Valley Natural Foods out of Burnsville had 3 groups. And then we had a couple of groups that said they'd heard about it on WPCA.
Yay! Yes!
And then many people stopped by that said they'd seen the signs and our social media posts, which Debbie Elmer does a great job for us.
Yes, thank you, Debbie. I mean, she put together, if people aren't on our Facebook page, please go to WPCA FM 93.1 on Facebook and check it out. And Debbie put together such a great post promoting our interview, a nice emblem for WPCA representing us so well and your farm. And just Debbie Elmer, actually, I reached out to her first about today, but she, because everybody wants Debbie to come back. She's such a great guest. But she was out of town today. So, but yes, so her marketing, she is so great. And it's so nice that she does that for us.
Yep. So that's the follow-up on Co-op Farm Tour. I just thought people would find it very interesting that all those different people came to our area and I'm sure they didn't. There were 5 farms represented, so they were going around farm to farm because you'd see them watching their watch so that they had time to get to the next one.
And sure.
So it was very fun, very worthwhile. We do have some more events coming up this fall. And actually, last night I went over to see Marlon Belargin, who lives, many people probably know him. He lives on the north end of Lake Wapo. And we're out in the country on the north off sea. And he raises all the pumpkins, and he has over 500 hills of pumpkins, squash, gourds, watermelons, most everything, and they are doing fantastic.
Wow, that sounds so fun.
Yeah, so that'll all be coming up this fall, so he's doing a great job on that.
Get your calendars out, folks, because you should always have your pen and paper ready. You know this by now, but so mark these dates down so that you can
check it out. We have an Apple Harvest Festival that we have in the 7th of September, that will be the earlier apples. And the apples are not real heavy producing this year on my orchard, but we have Beacon and State Fair that will be ready by then. And there are a sizable amount on each of those. And then we have apple cider pressing will be September 27th. And then our biggest activity of the fall is our pumpkin extravaganza, where we have on October 12th. And Fiddlehead Kitchens will be serving out at the orchard again that day. Along with, we have a fundraiser for the Amory Food Shelf. And when we have that, the Clydesdales will be out to give rides in the woods for people. And that.
And what date is that? Is that
that's the 12th of October.
Wow.
So it'd be
Stahlheim's, you'll be collecting food?
Yeah, Stahlheim's bring the Clydesdales over, the world champions, and they give rides and we collect money. Either people can give a donation or canned food.
Well, and a reminder, too, and you can follow up with my interview with Dawana Bremer back in June of 2023, I think it was, when she came on and we talked about the backpack program. And when you're donating for food donations, the money can actually go so much further because there's places where they buy it where they can get 10 boxes of macaroni and cheese for a dollar instead of one box of macaroni and cheese. So your money's given to them can go further than your food. But I also know what it is like to sometimes look in your cabinet and go, okay, I have this, and this. This can go away. So either thing is appreciated, but it can go further if it's a cash donation.
Yes. And that's the main things we got lined up for the orchard for this fall. But
so we're looking at events September 7th, which is a Saturday, September 27th. And Saturday, October 12th. And why we're talking about events and dates, too, thank you, Baker Orchard, for supporting Plant Rant. Someday I'll get John on here. It'd be fun to have both of you on because, you know, come talk about growing and how you do things differently or the same. But the Baker Orchard Art Festival is always the fourth weekend of September, so that can vary. And, yeah, it always takes me a minute to find my calendar here, but so I don't have the specific date on that. 1, 2, 3. Oh, it looks like it will be the last weekend this year just because of how it falls. So the 28th and 29th is the Baker Orchard Art Festival, which is just a lovely event. So nice. So that's always a fun time, too. So lots going on. Lots to do. I know Glenna Farms usually starts their pumpkin events as well and does like a tractor ride, and you can do pick your own and that's always fun. So you can do a nice little loop. We have so many great offerings here, and it's we all just work together to promote each other. And
yes, and that, and when you promote together, it doesn't take away from everybody. It actually adds to everybody.
Well, look at these co-ops. All these people are doing somewhat similar things, getting food from the farms out here and working together to promote this wonderful event. I mean, it's, and like the Wedge, that's a big company.
Yes.
And that, you know, they're, and I don't know if people know this, this could be a whole other show, but people in our area are actually like Minneapolis was the start of co-op. PBS has a program about it. It was actually kind of some controversial stuff went down, but there's a local guy, you know, who lives in St. Croix Falls, who was one of the pioneers with getting these co-ops together. So Minneapolis is actually, it's kind of was the hub and the beginning of these co-op movements. And then the Natural Food Co-op in Luck has an event coming up. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary. And I don't have the exact date on that, but people can look that up. I know it's happening this month and they'll have some events for that. You know, we always hope that people reach out to us so we can get that kind of stuff on the community calendar, but How did the honey tour part go? Did people enjoy the observation? And you had a little excitement prior to the
Yeah, we had an observation hive set up, and a friend, Cokie, she was there and watched, answered questions for people. She's been a beekeeper for a long time down by Roberts, and has bees up here by Amory also. And they, she answered a lot of questions because people could watch the bees crawling around in there, and we'd explain which bees were which, and it was very interesting. People, it's a confined place, and when I have my next events, we will have that set up for people to look at again. And yes, we had a little excitement down on the corner. I think it's time that we all promote to our county board people and anybody who will listen, and even those who won't listen, that something needs to be done at the corner of County Road C and County Road F. It's not anything about me, but I hear what's going on down there all the time. And there are, I've talked to three different people that I personally know very well who have had really close calls since the accident that was down there about the 4th of July. And there have been three other that, of people that I personally know that had close calls there. So it's one of those things where something needs to be done. What the answer is, I'm not sure. But
are people running the stop sign or going too fast on F and then you cross and don't see someone coming? Or
it's kind of a combination, but a lot of it is the last three that I know of, the one that happened and the two of them that almost happened, were cars coming from the south, not stopping at the stop sign at all.
Okay.
And this one hit really hard. I got a neighbor that lives over in Bear Ridge who was out working in his yard, and he said he heard the impact over there that was that loud of an impact. Everybody walked away.
Thank God.
But the state doesn't understand. They say that there's got to be not a high enough fatality count in order to do any change. So I feel we need to have a kind of a community awareness so that somebody doesn't have to get killed or to change. I've lived there about 30 years, and there's been one fatality there, one quadriplegic, and several that are really lucky to be doing as well as they are. And I just hope it isn't somebody that I know that has to pay the price to get a rumble strips put in on C.
Yeah, rumble
four-way stop. Something needs to be done. So that's my...
Yeah, those rumble strips definitely get your attention when you go over those.
Yeah, something. I don't know. And people say, well, there's a stop sign and they're not obeying it. Okay, we all agree with that. But that still doesn't keep the close calls from happening.
Right.
So that's my preaching for the day.
A lot of lousy drivers.
Yes. And inattentive drivers.
Yeah. So do you want to talk about what happened, though, with the bees? Or not necessarily?
Well, it was I won't go in real depth, but the accident happened. There was a truck coming from the west on F, the car, a RAV4, comes through the stop sign, hit it in the side, and the spare tire come off the pickup from underneath, rolled across the orchard, run into the corner of a pallet that had four beehives on it. The beehives all shifted on the pallet. One of them fell off upside down on the ground, and needless to say, there were about, this time of the year, there's about 80,000 bees per hive. So So that means there were about 300,000 really upset bees. So.
And your imagination can take you from there. But fortunately, you had bee suits on site, so you were able to help out some of the rescue folks.
When I finally got home, I wasn't home right when it happened.
Oh, my goodness.
But yes, we got things settled down, but yes, that was a...
So have your bees recovered? Do they get traumatized from that, or how?
Yes, they do. Okay. So we won't go into all that. That gets pretty intense.
I know, but the bees are fun. We still have 10 minutes. Okay, we have another show. What happens when you have a lot of angry bees and they need to recover from their trauma? Well, next time.
No, they did. They did have. I did talk to my mentor who I get bees from and such, and I was really concerned, and all the queens quit laying eggs for a while, and either they're not in there because a queen can't fly, so if when the hives got upset, if she was out on the ground, she probably won't get back in the hive.
Oh.
And so there's a lot of things that can happen, but and I don't know all those things yet.
So this will be
still an observing of how they're recovering.
So a sad science experiment.
But they did have a really bad attitude for a while. You didn't want to go down there without a bee suit on.
Wow.
Because they were protecting their turf.
Well, and I mean...
So.
That's kind of how we feel it, isn't it, about our... If anyone who listens to the Buffalo Ridge Defense, you know, interviews in the morning, you know, but defending your home is a value that we hold in our community and in our lives. So, yeah.
So,
I don't blame him for being upset. So what else? What else? Do you only press cider one time that you have a cider pressing, or how does that work?
No, we just have a, where it's publicly shown, I have a press that we press cider. Basically, we'll probably start about the first week of September, and then we press a couple presses every week from then on.
Right, because you're doing small batch pressings
I press, I get about 13 gallons per press, and I'll do two or three presses for a weekend normally. So, and I sell that as fresh cider, and if I haven't sold it within 2 days, I freeze it. And I still have a little left from last year.
It freezes so well. So amazing.
You can't tell the difference.
Are you using a Camden tablet or any kind of preserve? Because you're not pasteurizing it, right?
We're not pasteurizing it. It's totally raw.
Okay, so that's why you're just doing that 2 days, because you don't want that wild yeast to get wild in there.
Yep. And then I always take some down to Aleworks. And they make a hard cider down there.
Oh, yum. Do they offer that then? Or
yes,
do you,
they do.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Well, I'd like to try that.
Yeah. The one other thing I wanted to plug today when we got a minute is that VFW is having a fundraiser on Sunday.
Yes. Kyle Kalia is going to be there too, a friend of mine. He's a great musician.
Yep. And we want to make sure that the VFW is a very worthwhile organization, and we want to give them a plug that everybody gets out and supports them so they can get their new facility and their building underway.
VFWs do more for veterans than anyone. They really do a great job. And, you know, I volunteer at the United VFW, which is north of Balsam Lake, and one of the members was on a vacation and wound up hospitalized, and it was really bad. And like, we pulled together and sent some money their way so that they could, you know, because they were out of town, and then now you have got an extended hotel stay and the stress of all this. But they get together and they really, really support the community and go out and do so many things. I don't think people have any idea. I know here in Amory, they just recently did a flag burning. You know, we accept the donations of your flag so it can be disposed of properly. And a good friend of mine went, and she said, because her daughter went through, anyway, blah, blah, blah. But they had like 8 full boxes of those flags, you know, and they do a whole ceremony. I have not been to one, but I really would like to. And it's just wonderful what they do for our own community and then for veterans especially, because I don't think people realize, but we lose, okay, I'm going to try not to get all worked up here. We lose 22 veterans a day to suicide in our country, and there are who are keeping safe and holding our values, and they struggle when they get home. You know, it's yeah. I don't think people are really aware of it. So
yeah, they help our community a lot, so this is our chance to help them back.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a member. It's our VFW is open to the public. United's open to the public. You know, most of the bartenders, first of all the bartenders are volunteers, and not most of them are not veterans, the people who are there serving and things. So,
but and there's money raising here to get their building and stuff. It's something that is well deserved, so I hope the community really supports it.
Yeah, what is the time on that again? Did you say, Bill? Do you remember?
Two to four.
2 to 4 is when the music is, so that's pretty much the whole event then? Okay.
They're having silent auction and some other things going on also.
A meat raffle.
A meat raffle, yep.
And, of course, the music.
Yep. Kyle will be there. He's really talented. He's just such a talented artist. He does a really good job and be a nice event.
What kind of music does he do?
Is it
defined?
It's all over the place. I mean, I would say he's maybe kind of more folky, but he plays a wide variety of instruments, and he does music lessons himself. Like, he knows how to teach all kinds of stuff, and he reads me. He's fun. I don't know. I don't know enough to describe. So maybe he could come in sometime and play. We have him on the air.
Well, you know, a lot of that could happen. And the thing about it, I'm glad you brought up the VFW, because I've been plugging it now for a couple of weeks that it's happening this Sunday. And people wonder where the VFW is. I love the way they identified it. They said, look for the battle tank.
The tank. That's the United. That's what we call. We say home of the tank.
There you go.
I mean, if you can see the tank when you're driving on the side.
And it's a real honest-to-goodness tank. It doesn't fire anymore, but there it is. You get an idea of what veterans had to deal with when they were in the service.
Yeah, I had an uncle that was actually, his job was being in there and firing, and I can't imagine what that...
I can't either. The sound inside must be deafening, I would think. Anyway.
So, well, we have a few more minutes. What else? It's not like us to, like, not be running over. I was going to tell some plant jokes today. But I didn't write any of them down, so I don't know. I can't say those ones out loud on the air.
I have a question for Bill.
Oh,
because
good. There you go.
You were talking about the accident that happened out there where the wheel ran across and knocked over a pallet. What is it, when the pallet goes down, do those bees just swarm, or what happens?
Well, this one here, it hit the corner of a pallet, because I have 4 hives on a pallet, because that's the way we transport them.
Sure.
But 3 of them shifted, so the boxes weren't aligned up and down anymore, so they all shifted inside. But one of them flipped off and flipped upside down, and all the frames, each one of those boxes have what we call 9 frames in them. That the frame is where either the honey is stored or the bee brood. The bottom 2 boxes are what the bees live in.
Oh.
And once it went upside down on the ground, the first thing they do is all the field bees and the guard bees that are in there, they go in protection mode. So I have heard that there were a lot of people that got stung around the accident scene.
I wouldn't know.
And then when I got home, I smoked them. And what the smoke does, it settles them down because they can't communicate with each other.
Uh-huh.
So that settled them down. And then we did have extra bee suits, so the deputy and the guys driving the tow trucks could have those on when we were in there working. But they were pretty well settled down by then.
Uh-huh.
And the hive that was upside down, the bees just went back in it after I smoked them. So I just left it alone and waited until after everybody left.
Yeah.
And then I went and set it up, because then I upset them again when I was tipping everything over. So,
but at least you had the suit on, right?
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, we're out of time. So.
Oh, no, it says we have it's 9:29.
Okay.
Well, just a couple jokes, because we got a little serious here. So what's a tree's least favorite month? September.
Oh.
How did trees get onto the internet? They log in. Oh. Why did the tomato turn red? Because it saw the salad dressing.
Oh, man.
Oh, maybe this needs to be. I used to do the Latin stuff at the end of the show. Maybe we start with plant joke or end with plant jokes.
Maybe that's it.
That was pretty fun. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you to Baker Orchard. Thank you, Bill, again, for being my guest. You're such a great guest. Right. It's always fun. And hopefully Andrea will be on next month to talk to us about composting with wool. I love when I get to learn things because there's so much experience.
You mean you don't know everything?
No, heck no. Oh, my goodness. Nope. Got a ways to go.
Kidding.
On that one. So, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's 9:31.